This is Akashvani, the news read by Phin Bia Hui. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reiterated India's firm commitment to support an early, abiding and peaceful resolution of Russia-Ukraine conflict in telephonic conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Both leaders exchanged perspectives on the issue. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he spoke with Mr. Putin and discussed the measures to further strengthen special and privileged strategic partnership. The Prime Minister added that he shared his insights from the recent visit to Ukraine. Minister for Foreign Affairs of Chile, Alberto Van Cleveren, has arrived in New Delhi. Today, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Minister of Foreign Affairs of Chile will co-chair the second India-Chile Joint Commission meeting in New Delhi. Apart from this, Mr. Cleveren will also participate in Chile-India Business Agriculture Summit today and later proceed to Mumbai. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar co-chaired the 9th India-Brazil Joint Commission with his Brazilian counterpart, Mauro Vieira, in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, both sides took stock of bilateral ties, including cooperation in trade, defense, energy, health, agriculture, space, and technology. They also exchanged views on global geopolitical developments, the shared concerns and aspirations of the Global South, and advancing engagement in BRICS, IPSA, G20. In his opening remarks at the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar reiterated India's full support for Brazil's G20 presidency. Currently, Brazil holds the G20 presidency and the G20 summit will take place from November 18th to 19th this year in Rio de Janeiro. He appreciated Brazil's unique initiatives centered on the theme of building a just world and sustainable planet. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister M. Chandrababu Naidu has issued directives to ensure that all temples in the state maintain a peaceful and clean environment for devotees. In a review meeting with the Endowments Department at State Secretariat in Amravati yesterday, the Chief Minister made several significant decisions. He emphasized the need for quality services, including better lodging facilities for visitors. To support temple staff, Mr. Naidu announced an increase in salaries for priests from ₹10,000 to ₹15,000, benefiting 1,683 priests. He also approved a hike in the funds allocated for temple rituals and offerings. The Chief Minister called for strict measures to prevent forced religious conversions and ensure that only Hindu practices are followed in temples. Additionally, Mr. Naidu announced a monthly allowance of ₹3,000 for unemployed Vedic scholars. He stressed the importance of having a temple in every village and ensuring responsible use of temple funds. Indian Railway Management Service Officer Satish Kumar has been appointed as Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of Railway Board. Currently, he is serving as member, traction and rolling stock. The nomination for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir ended yesterday. As many as 24 seats, spread over 6 districts, will go to polls in this phase on September 18th. The scrutiny of nominations will take place today, while the last date for withdrawal of candidatures is August 30th. Voting for the next two phases will be held on September 25th and October 1st. The results will be announced on October 4th. BJP yesterday released the third list of its 29 candidates for the ensuing assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. The party has fielded Devendra Singh Rana from Nagrota seat, Pawan Gupta from Udhampur West seat, Chaudhary Abdul Ghani from Pooch Haveli seat, and Baldev Raj Sharma from the Mata Vaishno Devi seat. The names of the candidates have been approved by the BJP Central Election Committee. Congress has released a list of 9 candidates for the ensuing Jammu and Kashmir Assembly polls. The party has fielded its leader, Ghulam Muhammad Mir, from Duru Assembly seat, while Sheikh Riaz will contest from Doda seat. Pradeep Kumar Bhagat will be the Congress candidate from Doda West Assembly constituency. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, yesterday announced a 15-member squad for the ICC Women's T20 World Cup in the UAE from October 3rd to 20th. Harmanpreet Kaur will be captain of the Indian women's cricket team, while Smriti Mandhana will be the vice-captain. The two stalwarts of Indian cricket will lead the batting unit. And that is the end of this news bulletin.